Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
And oh, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Telling me don't hang around. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. So now I go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me please. But somehow he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there were times I thought I wouldn't last. I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Yes, it will. Oh, I know a change gonna come. I said I know.
You're tuned into the voice of an entire nation. Welcome to the Star and Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the Almighty, All-Wise, True and Living God, Allah, in person. And we forever give praise and thanks to our God and Savior for coming in our midst and raising up and leaving one amongst us who would be deemed as the last and the greatest of the apostles, the prophets, and the messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their names with love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com and also formerly SalaamJournal.com and SalaamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Come again, my beloved family, I say unto you all, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful show for truth anywhere, the Star and Crescent Report. And our show today is titled American Blackout, the Transition to Destruction. Now, on the last show, we were having several microphone problems. Well, we know where that issue stemmed from. We had Brother Rashid get cut off. We had myself get cut off. So we're going to try to go back and revisit some of the clips of the last show to put your heart at ease and to show you where we are in the judgment. And then we're going to connect it with some of the newer clips of this show to show you just the situation that America and the entire world finds itself in. As I move towards this, I want to talk to you for a few minutes, black man and black woman. Nowhere in the black community, nowhere in the Muslim community, nowhere in the what they call the conscious community is anyone giving you the truth like this. You are getting it raw, butt naked, and plain. The reason that you are not receiving it like this is because the others don't know. They are used to a style of teaching. I call it pastor preaching. They don't understand that time moves on. They are not acquainted with the fact that the teachings are in motion. They're life-giving. So they teach it from a perspective of what a Christian preacher or pastor would teach it from, because that's all that they have. So you don't think harsh of them for that. A man or a woman knows what a man or a woman knows. But what we're trying to give you today is something that will save your life, something that will put you in a better position to transition from this world of destruction to the new world of righteousness, freedom, justice, and equality, a world that is predicated on righteousness, built by God, ran by God, and you being the pillar of that new world must have the proper instructions in this time to go over to the new world to be the center of that new world. Now, as this system melts down, there are so many things that need to be taught to you, but we can't get to all of it at one time. So when we talk about and we do the things on the geopolitics and about the breaking down of diplomacy with Russia and America and what's going on in the Middle East and Africa. Some of you say, well, why didn't you teach on it? Why aren't you teaching on the economic side? And we do that. They just miss it because they're not listening thoroughly enough. And then when we focus on the economic side, there's others say, well, tell us about what's going on in Russia and how this is going to affect us here. You see, you can never fully satisfy these people because they're not paying close attention to what you're saying, because if they listen to it, it is a streaming effect. It is connecting the dots and showing. Each show is a piece of the puzzle that's showing you what is going on, what to expect, and how to prepare. American Blackout, the Transition to Destruction. Now, brothers and sisters, if you get disconnected, please call right back. If they block you from getting reconnected, hold out for like 30 seconds to a minute, call back in. The same goes for you if you get knocked off your URL. Because these clips, you've got to hear these clips. And if for some reason they allow us to continue on the show and you get knocked out, immediately after the show is posted on our Blog Talk Radio account or on Facebook, hit it and listen to it. And you'll see the desperation in the voices of the people who once ruled the system, who benefited from the system, and now they're seeing the system go supernova. And they're trying to talk to you, but over your head at the same time to warn their brethren and their sisters on how to prepare. But let me say this before we go into these clips. There is nothing that they can think of. There is nothing that they can try to prepare for or do in this time that has not already been met by the God sciences of Islam. Everything that they are doing will only exacerbate the fall and the destruction of their monetary, educational, and cultural system that is dying its natural death and following the course that was laid out in Genesis of your Bible. So those who are familiar with Scripture must understand that prophecy must be fulfilled, regardless of how hard it is on your heart. That's why the book tells you, you got to man up, regardless of how punctified you are starting to act. Gird your loins. This is the time of the great tribulations that were prophesied in the Bible. American blackout, the transition to destruction. We're going to revisit a couple of the clips that I'm not sure whether or not you heard, and then we're going to go into the newer clips, and we're going to try to show you, without a shadow of a doubt, that the time of America is over. The time of Europe is over. Desperation has set in, and they're now waging war on every sphere to try to maintain their power. As the Bible says, Satan would come down having great wrath, for he knows he has but a short time. So let us go here and pay close attention as we transition ourselves to a new world.
Calpillar out just late last week saying they're going to lay off 10,000. HP is up, they're going to lay off up to 30,000. Meg Whitman is like, whoa, we got too many employees, we bought too many companies. So, I mean, that's not good news. I mean, that's what you're talking about, how the Fed, they're not going to, no, they're not going to raise rates. And that's what we know now. So the news is not going to allow them to raise rates. That's what you're saying. That's what you're saying. No way.
The news that they pretend is the thing they most listen to will in itself not allow them to raise rates. In addition, what they really pay attention to, which is the liquidity in the financial community and the level of the stock market, which has obviously declined 2,000 points since the last time we spoke, Greg, just a few months ago, is also something that they are concerned about. They just don't talk about it publicly because technically it's not in their purview.
They have to hate you. I mean, you're a former big Wall Street banker, top Wall Street banker. You must get hate mail from certain segments of Wall Street saying, What are you doing? Don't be blowing the whistle on what's a scam here that we've been helped out and everybody else has been screwed. I mean, that's what you're saying, basically.
Well, that's what has happened. I mean, and yes, that's what I'm saying. It's interesting, though, a lot of people who actually manage money want to look at the facts and want to read the patterns and the signs of what's actually occurring versus what people are saying. And they know where this money, this fabricated money has gone. They know that the only reason the stock market even has risen or had risen to the record heights that it had in the wake of quantitative easing and zero interest rate policy started by the Fed and then proliferated throughout the world is because it enabled them to have cheap and easy money to inflate these bubbles, to cause more corporate debt to be raised, to cause more corporate loans to be extended, to do all the things that happen when the cost of money is cheap and now zero in this current iteration of the past 7 years. In the past, it was just cheap. Now it's zero. And that has created debt bubbles. That's created loan bubbles. That's created stock market bubbles, and they know this. And the banks at the core of this, right, they now have a situation where, for example, in the United States, they've continued to reserve their money at the Federal Reserve account, and they get a 0.25% interest rate in return. So not only are they getting money for free, whatever they do with it that they choose to reserve at the bank, at the Federal Reserve Bank, they're receiving interest for. So there's no reason for them to stop that game. And there's no reason for them to want the Fed to change rates. So that's really the situation that we're in. So I don't know so much as they hate me for pointing this out. I mean, I was on CNBC last week and I said that, you know, the conversation was whether or not it was a good time to buy bank stocks. And I said, well, no. Why would it be a good time to buy bank stocks? Because you've had 7 years of this policy. And now you have this heightened volatility. Now you have this heightened negativity. There's only so many, so much of an amount you can inflate asset bubbles before they disrupt. And that's what we're seeing now in the rising period of volatility over these last 6 months, this transition to disruption. And so no, banks are not secure entities, aside from the fact of all the crimes they have committed, aside from the fact that the big six banks in the United States have had to settle to pay $130 billion worth of fines in every single practice in which they engage, from foreign exchange rigging to LIBOR rigging to now credit default swap rigging to everything they do to manipulate the markets because they are so big and therefore they can, that is continuing to unfold as well, even with all of this gift of free money. So whether they don't like me or not, I'm calling it like I see it.
See, they're talking to each other. You don't see this on a lot of black shows or a lot of black commentary because you have been dumbed down to such a condition that they don't even respect you. Even those who are so-called educated, they don't respect you because you have fallen for the tricks that they have put over you 100%. So when they're talking, they use big words and they use terms that you're not familiar with to describe the situation that they're facing, to describe the trouble that has come upon them. They'll say the transition to destruction. What are you transitioning from? And why is it moving from one thing to destruction? And why is it happening in the 41st year since Elijah Muhammad? At the end, we're living in the end of the grace period. Right? Oh, come on, talk back to me. All of this stuff is showing you that we're in the midst of an American blackout. Remember, America first. The entire globe will change. The entire world is in the midst of a universal change. But Allah wants to make himself known by going to war against the most powerful nation in the annals of the last 6,000 years. So what he does, he causes confusion amongst the heads of state, amongst the educational system, amongst those who run their financial and money markets, which causes confusion in their military because they don't know how to finance or budget the military. And the corruption runs so deep that it's not only to the bone, it's to the marrow. This is what she's saying. They are in a transition to destruction. And all of these things are mathematically set out and calculated. The Pope comes to America on the 70th anniversary of the UN, right? He gives a speech before the world. He sees his world falling. He comes to the United States. Listen to this good. In the 70th anniversary of the UN. Right? Muhammad says that 60, not to exceed 70-year rule, right, in the grace period. So he's telling you something mathematically as he sees his world fall. And it just so happens that in that same time period, out of the blue, we have the eclipse, the red eclipse, the blood moon, which marks, according to prophecy, the end of the world, according to prophecy. And he stays in America on that number 6 for 6 days. This is to show you something, black man and black woman. You are not, you know why you didn't see this? You didn't pick this up. It's because you watch Steve Harvey. You listen to all of this foolishness. The Kardashians, I believe that's the right word. Kardashian, whatever. You watch all this foolishness. You're into all of this madness. That you're not paying attention to the signs of the times. The Bible says watch as well as pray. You may do a lot of praying, but if you're not watching for the signs, how in the hell do you know how to prepare for what lies ahead? American blackout, the transition to destruction. Listen, let's go to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. All of this is to free you. You, first black man and woman here in America. This is what all of this is about. The white man has a stranglehold, a chokehold almost, over you because of his propaganda. And he constantly inundates your mind with his propaganda. He is, listen to this. If you kill, look what they accused O.J. Simpson of killing a white woman. And the whole of white America still hates him to this day. He was a love child of white America. And now he is hated by white America. And they've done series after series after series about him, right? The white man can kill your children. He can lock them up. He can abuse you and your family and call you everything from a coon to a porch monkey daily. Not all white people bad. Oh, no, it's just a few of them. See, he has inundated your mind with this madness, how you can compartmentalize his brutality, yet he blames you for everything. And yet you still think that you are civilized because you came out of one of these colleges. You're a fool because you have to go right back to the college or to the white man to ask for a job. The college says you qualified to do X, Y, and Z. Then you get mad because the white man don't want to help you do X, Y, and Z. You're mad. Let's go to something. As I said, this is to show you Allah is breaking the stranglehold and the power over white America and the white world in general. We are moving so close to an economic collapse. It's underway right now. That if you don't prepare for it right now, I mean right now as we're speaking, if you don't start making preparations for it, you will be the loser. Because it will be brutal. It will be vicious. And you will see and experience things the likes of which you never imagined that you would see and experience here in America. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, talking about the propaganda and the tricknology of the white man being played on you to keep you here, to keep you blind to the reality of the judgment that is taking place right up under your nose for your freedom and salvation. Muhammad goes and says, I'd like to do a little summary to sum up the evils of this people. Evil tricks are being played on you right today at this very hour. They want to condemn the truth. So that you will misunderstand it. Stop right there. You don't have to go and say that person is a lie. If you are working to undermine what that person says, if that person is saying the truth, you are in opposition to the truth. Because all that person is doing is being a witness bearer of that which is truth. Right? So you become a minion of the devil. And you are helping to promote and propagate and maintain his world whenever you commit yourself to undermining truth, regardless of whosoever mouth it comes out of. So Muhammad says, they want to condemn the truth so that you will misunderstand it, reject it, and go down to hell with them. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to go a little further in this, but I want to talk of this for a second. When a person, and we have this bad amongst the Muslims, when a person doesn't like one's personality, or when a person doesn't like the manner of speech in which one speaks, they will go to all types of lengths to undermine that person, even though they recognize and acknowledge that what the person is saying is the truth and cannot be undermined, but they will still try to undermine the person. This is inviting war from Allah. You can't on one hand say that you like the truth or you are a follower of the truth bearer, which is God and yet undermine the truth which someone speaks from the very mouth of the God and his messenger. That is the devil way. And this is how he inundates your mind with his badness and you don't even see it. You have on your Muslim garments, your bow tie, and you are still minions of your slave master. Muhammad goes further. All of this is tied to American blackout, the transition to destruction. We've got to transition from destruction. We've got to get rid of this mentality that we have acquired under this oppressor. Because if we don't get rid of the mentality, we'll never get rid of the actions. Muhammad says God goes to the very root when he goes to make a universal change. First of all, he changes your thought and your mind, right? And once your thought and your mind is changed, you can produce new actions. That means you got to get rid of the old actions. I'm talking to you, black man and black woman. Talk back to you, young brother. Here we go. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, their greatest desire is to take their one slave to hell with them. However, now we got a clause in here that will free you from this, if you understand it. As America goes to any and all lengths to try to keep you from understanding the time. So she piles up millions and millions of dollars in contracts in football and baseball and basketball and fighting and boxing and all of this stuff. She gives you these major contracts. And you look at the stacks of money, but the value of those stacks of money have been reduced by 90%, though you don't realize it. It takes more and more of those stacks of money to buy what you would have bought with just a little bit of the stacks of money. So when you hear them say $100 million man, $200 million contract, this is to keep your mind into sport and play in the midst of an ever-growing crisis that is causing an economic collapse and a delocation. We'll go into delocation again, okay? But listen to what he says. Their greatest desire, this is the number one. If this is the greatest, this is the number one, right? Their greatest desire is to take their once slaves to hell with them. However, as God made Pharaoh give up Israel, listen to this good. This is what I keep telling these so-called Muslim preachers and ministers. Some of you don't believe that Master Farad Muhammad can sustain himself and make his word be stand. But prophecy must be fulfilled. As God made Pharaoh give up Israel, so shall he make America give up you. Well, we got to separate. We got to go do this. Muhammad says separation of them. Yes, but you don't understand what he is talking about. For how in the hell can you separate it all in another territory and you hate your brother right here in this territory? First, you got to separate your thoughts and your mind and your actions and your mannerism from that of the devil so that you can rightly qualify yourself to be in another land among civilized and righteous people. There's a cultural and a spiritual separation as you evolve into the God that God intends you to be. So Muhammad says this, listen closely. All of this is part of American blackout. Watch, brothers and sisters. Give me time, you'll see what we're talking about. As God made Pharaoh give up Israel, so shall he make America give up you. And listen to what Muhammad says for all these people. Well, the devil trying to kill us. We got to go do this. Listen to what the messengers say. Don't worry, brother. See, now he want to ease your mind. After telling you that God's going to make this beast give you up, Muhammad goes right behind and says, don't worry, brother. God is going to force him to let you go. See, you can't do it. You want to be a power. You want to be a center. You want to be a leader because with your limited knowledge, you think that you can do something. When nations with standing armies can't fight against this beast. The Bible says, who is able to make war with the beast except the Lamb? You're not the lamb. So how in the hell can you wage war with this beast? Who gets his power from the dragon? You see him receive the Pope here, right? Come on, talk back. Tell me 347-989-0855. Now, 347-989-0855. American blackout, the transition to destruction. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, don't worry, brother. God is going to force him to let you go. But see, this is how you are. The devil can't do nothing outside of what God has ordained him to do. When you start focusing everything on this beast, you take your eyes off the prize. Notice that God says, if you are with me, you are protected. So they can have machine guns, tanks, warplanes, but we got the God who has power with a fraction of an atom. This should calm your mind. Muhammad goes further and says this, and we're going to show you that the white man sees this world collapsing. But we have to lay the base first for those of you who are new listeners. Listen closely. As I told you, February 26, 1966, he will bring both of you to your knees. If he doesn't, the prophets lied. If he doesn't, then you can say he told other than the truth, because he told me to my face that his greatest desire was to bring this people to their knees. It is written that he will. He knows how to fight a war against an enemy. He uses ammunition against which the enemy has no defense. Stop right there. What kind of ammunition does Allah use against this beast? He used your thinking. He uses that which you hold dear to you against you. And he uses the forces of nature. Look at how on one end of America, she on the East Coast, she's being inundated with rain and storms. And on the West Coast, she's being thumped by drought and earthquakes. You see this? This is to soften her up for what is to come. And all while this is taking place and she has to wrestle with these plagues, her currency is dying. Her influence is waning. She's become more isolated, and her policies are failure after failure after failure after failure. And on top of all of this, she has become the greatest debtor nation in the history of the world. And she's running deficit after deficit after deficit after deficit. How in the hell can a society or a nation or an empire be maintained like this? This is the Lord's work, and as the Bible teaches us, and it is good in his eyesight. He's bringing her to her knees. She can't get away from it, and this she knows, and she cannot.
This is going to blow up. We talked the last time that you said, well, if they raise rates, you know, it blows up faster, and if they don't, it still blows up. So it still blows up, right? Aren't we, this transition to destruction is what you said. We have a transition to destruction. This is going to blow, right?
Right, and that's what I've said all this year, that we've had, what happens before any kind of major implosion, and I've used that word as well, is this the heightened volatility to the downside. And you and I have spoken about that the last couple of times. You get a heightened volatility to the downside, meaning a lot of jagged edges in the markets, particularly stock markets, because they most reflect the hot money going in and out. Currencies reflect it too. Currency trading reflects it too. FX trading reflects it too. That's why you have these rigging frauds going on, and I believe continuing to go on, as I said to the Fed a couple months ago. You should look into that, because that's going to continue. But you have all these volatility points along the way in all of these different asset classes. That heightens when the market turns down, and then it becomes a self-fulfilling situation. The more uncertainty is, the more every little tiny thing creates a more downward cycle rather than an upward bump. And that's what we're in right now.
You see them, they're talking over your head. They're letting you know that there's nothing that they can do to get out of this situation. Everything that they've tried has only exacerbated the problem, and now they must face the day of judgment that they have tried to put off for the longest. They are in a snare. Remember, we went over the word snare, which is a trap, right? And remember what we read, what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says in page 137. He says, go to sleep to the reality of the judgment of America, a repetition of ancient Babylon's judgment, if you like to be caught in the snare. See, even they talk about a catch-22. They say America, these are their words, America is damned if she does, and she's damned if she doesn't, because she has been ensnared. For those of you who don't realize what the word snare is, let's go to Webster's Dictionary. The word snare, according to Merriam-Webster's Dictionary, means a device that has a loop called a noose, which gets smaller when the end of it is pulled, and that is used to catch animals, a kind of trap, a position or situation from which it is difficult to escape. So now America is caught in the same noose, but this noose is a economic and cultural and financial chokehold on her. Just like she has put noose around our necks, God put a financial and cultural and economic noose around her neck. And she is now being choked to death. This is the meaning of the transition to destruction. Nothing that she can do will stop this. So we go further. Muhammad says, as God said, he laid a snare for ancient Babylon in Jeremiah 50:24, and ancient Babylon was taken in that snare. So it is in America. Long before America ever thought that she should repent of her evil done to her slaves or reject repentance, God had set the snare to catch her. And he says, America is now in the same snare that God set for ancient Babylon. So one to understand this, one must do an analytical study. One must study hard on the history of Babylon. And you can get a picture of what to expect in America once you study Babylon and ancient Egypt and the fall of these empires and how they were taken in the snare that God had laid for them. This is the same thing that is going on today with America. As we go back, in California, there are wildfires. All on the West Coast, there are wildfires, right? All, I remember, last month we did a clip. They said that there were over 300 wildfires alone in the state of Alaska. The state of Alaska. Over 300 wildfires in the state of Alaska. This is on top of Alaska experiences the greatest winter blizzard in September that they've ever experienced. That just took place a few days ago. Do you see how God is fighting her in ways, because these things add extra expense on an already bankrupt nation. It makes the dire situation that much more dire. It pushes them that much closer towards insolvency and total collapse. We are at the end of American dominance. And now the nation's seal being whooped by the forces of nature, and they are now rising up, challenging her because she has too many fires to put out, literally and figuratively. So we go to see if Elijah Muhammad is right about this. Turn your books to page 167. 166, 167, Fall of America. Muhammad says, Allah, God, has come in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever, to free us. The Negro must be freed. This is the meaning of the resurrection. Remember, resurrection means to rise up and be civil. You cannot be civil without the proper education, without the proper guidance. So God comes to free us from ignorance. He comes to free us from poverty. He comes to free us from overindulgence in the enemy's lifestyle. He comes to break those chains and remove those nooses that were around our necks, figuratively and literally, to put us on a path of self-independence to break the white man's power. So he goes further and he says, Allah, God, has said to Elijah Muhammad that he intends to free the American so-called Negro at any price. Stop right there. Some of you say, well, if we got to get together, I have told you several times that you can say that till the cows come home. It was given to me from Brother Saladin, and he let me look over some of his FOI notes that he had taken in class. And he said that, brother, it was told to us that there will come a time where we would be so divided that the brothers and sisters would be screaming for unity and be screaming for us to unite and be calling on Allah. Oh, Allah, why won't you do this? Oh, Allah, why won't you help us to do this? You said we got to do X, Y, and Z. Why won't you help us? He said, brother, and as it was told us in FOI class, Allah is going to be silent on that issue for a little bit. And the people are going to be screaming and becoming more desperate, he said. And then there's going to be some events, a cascading of events that will take place. And then a major event that will force the unification. It's not that you're going to be unified on your own terms. He said, no, brother, that's not what the messenger taught us. He said, Allah is going to force a unification. He said, brother, look back into the history of Moses. This is what the brother told. He said, and look back into the history of ancient Egypt. The people who followed Moses out of Pharaoh's land, they didn't follow Moses all the way. They only followed Moses because he offered them a way out. He said, go back, listen, brother. But a lot of them weren't believers. But it took a cascading of events to force them to get in line and to follow Moses out. This is the way it will be today. Allah is going to force a unification. If he doesn't, then the devil will have his hold on you and he can say he beat God in prophecy. You understand? And without this understanding, without the understanding, the underlining theological understanding of this, a lot of the ministers out here, they mean good, but they don't understand. And the Bible says, seek knowledge and wisdom, but above all things, get an understanding. Because as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, we don't all understand. And this is why you hear me break this stuff down the way I do, is because I want you to get a proper understanding, and then you can make your choice thereafter. But you will not be able to say that the brother didn't teach what's in the books. The brother didn't teach exactly what the messenger said. The brother didn't show us how it relates to what's going on in the world. You won't be able to say that. You can say, I didn't want to hear it, but you won't be able to say it wasn't told to you. So let's go to something. So if we look at the situation of ancient Egypt, and we're talking about this, but we're going to go into these clips too. And we talk about how God plagued Egypt. Remember? He plagued them. The book says fire and ice, right, running side by side. I believe that's what it says. Fire and ice running side by side. Excuse me. And I think it's on page 105 or 106 also in Fall of America, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, 105 and 106. We'll go back to 167 after we read 105 and 106, and then we'll transition that into what you see and what you're hearing by this devil, okay? I want you to understand this. He says, and this is something that you must understand, when you see all of these things taking place, the economic collapse, the military buildup in Asia and Africa and the Middle East and all over the world, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is telling you that these things must take place because the prophets had prophesied them. Regardless, what I don't know, what I don't believe, what I think, we don't want none of that. You keep that. We've drunk from that cup of I don't believe, I don't think. And see, I can't see. Well, we understand that you can't see. That's why we're trying to remove the blinders off your eyes to give you sight. Okay? But you got to walk with us a little bit. Muhammad says this. The scripture is being fulfilled wherein it prophesied that in these days, meaning the end of the wicked world of Satan, rulers are against rulers, kings against kings. In the days of the prophets, there were no heads of government who were given the name president. Rulers were referred to as rulers and as kings of the people. Follow me on this right quick, brothers and sisters. He says, the prediction of the prophets, now we're going back to prophecy. The prediction of the prophets who wrote our future before we lived is now coming to pass. See, what you're seeing, everything that you are seeing was written in books. And he says, the slave, or a foolish people, as they are referred to by Moses, are vexing the slave master. He has a military full of you. Yet, he wants to cut every program that may aid you, even if it means to hurt his own people. He can no longer carry you anymore. He can no longer help you anymore. He can no longer give to you those promises and those questions that you so dearly relied on and looked forward to. He's a liar from the beginning and a deceiver like none other. So Muhammad goes further and he says, today, as these prophecies are now being fulfilled, we are not surprised at the truth God gave to us through the mouths of his prophets coming to pass as it was prophesied. The master must give up his slave, and the slave must give up his master, regardless of his desire to remain with his master. Now listen to this. We always talked about the purposes and the aims of God. Muhammad gives you one of the main purposes and aims of God for his coming, for his presence, and for the work that he's doing today. He says, it is the purpose of God himself to separate the two, so that he can give the slave justice and an equal chance for survival as the slave master has been exercising power over the slave. America is being torn to pieces politically, as Pharaoh's political party was in the days when Jehovah went after the freedom of Israel. Stop right there. Look at what's going on. Everybody is out-hawking the next person. Look at the political scene today. Even in the midst, they're talking about spending more military when they have to borrow from the same people that they want to use their military against. This is madness. This is crackhead politics. But they can't see it because God has them in derision. And it goes further. Muhammad says, Egypt was plagued with droughts, great hailstorms, rain, and fire, according to the Psalms in the Bible, running side by side. Fire and water. These plagues now are visiting America from Almighty Allah. Now, let's go back to page 166, and we'll see if Elijah Muhammad is telling us the truth as we look to all, I think, what is it, 11 or 12 states in the West and Midwest, and up to, if we add Alaska, that's 12 or 13 states. Listen to what Muhammad says here. Allah God has said to me, to Elijah Muhammad, that he intends to free the American so-called Negro at any price. For 400 years, your slave master have been killing the so-called Negro without receiving any resistance and regardless of his peaceful way with you. We, the Muslims, have tried to live in peace here in America. There is not a single incident in our 36 years of history where we have ever made an aggressive move against you. But you have attacked us several times. Listen closely. We have proved to the world that you are impossible to live with in peace. As James 5:6 says, ye have condemned and killed the just, and he does not resist you. You have destroyed many towns, cities, and people, as thou have divided the so-called Negro, one against the other. So Allah shall divide you and your brethren. Look what's going on between America and Europe and Russia. You see the division growing up there? You see it? The same as with ancient Egypt. Now listen to what he says. As you have done to others, so shall it be done unto thee. When the cities are set on fire, this is a sign of the end of you as a power. Okay. Look at all of the cities on the West Coast. We're in American blackout. Did you know that there are dozens of cities now on the West Coast that have been destroyed or partly destroyed by massive fires? Muhammad says, when your cities are set on fire, this is a sign of what? What? Come on, talk back to me. You're no longer a power. And notice that this happens when Russia, China, Iran all are bucking up against America because they see the power of America being broken. They see this. They know prophecy, and they're preparing. for what is to come. And so what you're getting a taste of is a Mad Max-like scenario that will come to America.
Aren't these bonds no good? I mean, the bonds are no good. That quote, the asset that they're leveraging off of and then amping it up with the derivatives, aren't the bonds no good? What happens when the realization happens where all these bonds, sovereign and otherwise, are deemed unpayable, no good? What happens?
Well, already we've seen certain sovereigns have to readjust or looking at potential debt situations. You know, you've had Greece, you've had Argentina. There's been situations that
happened
already, Puerto Rico on a sovereign basis. And you also have the fact that over the last few years, in particular in the countries that are least stable generally in terms of the financial community, you look at Latin America, you look at Mexico, you look at Brazil, these countries have really piled on additional debt, this time more in the corporate sphere. You know, in sort of other debt bubbles, it's been a little bit more on the sovereign side. This time it's been on the corporate side because the money has been so cheap, particularly coming out of the U.S. and coming out of the European banks in terms of lending. It has been so cheap because rates are so zero that there has been a pile on in the corporate sphere. So what happens is the higher yielding corporates, or what used to be higher yield, are not trading at high.
Did you hear what he said about the bonds? See, let me tell you something. The black man doesn't realize that everything like this is interconnected. When these cities are set on fire, when they're inundated with floods, when they have some kind of major catastrophe happens to them, municipalities and cities and states, they have to sell bonds to finance the reconstruction or the maintaining or the building of something new. And now the world is seeing that the bonds, whether it's the federal government, the states, the municipalities, the counties, the cities, all of the bonds are no good. So when they are called to account on this, we see an insolvent nation going belly up, American blackout, the transition to destruction. A little more, brothers and sisters, the time, see, laying the base takes so much time. But I figured that this would happen like this. So I'm asking you before it even gets down to, if we have it and I have to play more clips, give me 20 to 30 more minutes of the time that I had scheduled so that we can get to these clips, because I don't want to have to wait to Saturday to play these clips for you. I want you to have them now so that you can see what's going on, so that you can prepare, because something might break between now and Saturday. Okay? So let's go into the next clip. And remember what we said, and we've been saying it for the longest. This thing is going to be Mad Max-like. And I want to play this clip here also, because in this, Naomi Prim, she talks about the gold market. Because you see, a lot, even the Muslims are being fooled by this. And I kept telling you that I'm not against you getting a little bit here and there. I'm not against that. But what I'm saying to you, don't be like these white people and put everything that you have in these gold and silver markets and all of this, because you see collapse coming. Put your faith in tangible assets that's going to secure you to the next realm, and that is follow Allah and His messenger and the message that was delivered and is being delivered to you in the spirit of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, because the markets are so whacked out, even the gold markets, that you stand to lose a lot, brothers and sisters. And Naomi touches on this a little bit. You have to listen closely to what, Naomi, I keep saying Naomi, but her name is Naomi Prims. But listen closely to this. And I think after that, we have probably one last clip of this section, and then we'll go into the Greg Hunter thing with Gregory Mannarino, because I want you to hear that today. All right? So listen closely to this.
The higher yielding corporates, or what used to be higher yield, are not trading at high grade or very high quality spreads because they're getting money cheap. They're going to be, they are the first to blow. And then you have the higher grade corporates that are the next to blow because the spreads start to widen. And in particular, in countries outside of the United States that have been denominated in dollars, when the dollar stays high, it's harder for them to pay dollar debt, dollar interest if it starts to go up, with local currency profits, because those profits are diminished, and that's another level of the cycle that starts to blow. So all of this is happening around the same time, and it's catalyzed by this volatility that's increased in the market and this sort of cycle of volatility and downward movement in the value of bonds, in the value of stocks.
Could we have a financial Mad Max scenario? I mean, where people just lose it all?
Well, I have been saying that that is why people, like actual individuals, should be out of this situation right now to the extent they can be. And they should have gone into cash already in late spring and in the middle of this year, and since which, of course, things have come a lot further down in terms of the markets, in terms of the values of their pensions and so forth. Because the problem is that if they were to keep their money in banks in cash, they're
talking about holding, you know, Benjamins and Hamiltons in your hand.
I'm talking about holding cash. I'm talking about paying down the things that you own. I'm talking about basically keeping a physical lock on what you have. Yes, you can keep some cash in banks and watch it. You won't get interest payments on your savings accounts or checking accounts anymore. That's been gone for the last 7 years. In fact, you are paying fees to the major banks in order for them to use your cash. You're basically already at a negative interest rate. So sort of why keep it there? You need to keep it practically for paying bills and mortgages and so forth. So there has to be a minimum amount that you need to keep in order to do your own personal business practices. But beyond that, I believe that, and I have said that this is a good time to actually hold on to cash. And as this volatility increases, as there's a sort of lack of idea of which direction rates may or may not go, and whether I believe they're not going to be raised by the Fed, as I've said for a while. But the very question creates uncertainty in the markets, and it's uncertainty to the downside. So I think these periods are the best periods to be out, and being out is the thing that most protects individuals right now.
Gold took a pretty big pop on Friday. You know, it's at 1150 land, which it hasn't been for a long time. I know it's manipulated. They say some people still say it's not, but it comes because every market's manipulated. Forex is manipulated, and the gold market's manipulated. That's all there's to it. But gold took a pretty big pop, and it looks like some folks are running into gold. What do you think about that, running into gold, having some exposure to physical gold?
I've said and continue to say that sort of having a gradual exposure to some gold makes sense. However, the reason I say gradual and the reason I say some, meaning not to stick your whole portfolio and your whole future into gold in a big way right now, is because of this manipulation, not just of gold, not just of FX, not just of credit derivatives, not just of interest rates by the central banks would be, but by the combination of all of it, and that we're in this new world of finance where the markets are not propped by anything particularly real, where not only in the past did that unrealness used to be leveraged money, leveraged deposits, leveraged loans, and so forth, where you borrow against what you have or you borrow against what you could get from the Fed as a large financial institution on lend that or on allow your bigger financial corporate clients to use it in extension. Now you have all of the central bank money and all the central bank manipulation of this entire process in the mix. As a result, the relationship, the past relationship, and this is important to note, it's different than it ever used to be between gold and, say, the value of the dollar, between gold and, say, the level of the classical measures of inflation. Right now, we have an inflated financial system. It is artificially inflated, and it's deflating in this volatile manner, and it will deflate further. But what we have right now is artificial, and so the measures, the classical measures of what inflation is, are not what they used to be. And so when you usually buy gold in a situation where you have inflation, and even if you have market inflation to an extent, you should buy gold because it's the natural hedge to inflation. It has a natural reverse relationship to the dollar and so forth. Right now, everything is so manipulated as a system. Gold hasn't behaved as it has in the past. Will it get there? Yes, but the system has to be sort of recalibrated back to some form of normalcy, and in those moments, gold will have that major bump. But right now, we're still not in normalcy. We're still in this transition away from what was normal to what will be, and we're in the seventh to eighth year of that transition. It's just getting very bumpy now very quickly because everyone is noticing and every player in this market is scared, but still using and squeezing whatever they can and whatever is left is in whatever it lasts in this fabricated financial system. And it's a system. That's why all these classical relationships are out of whack.
Pathway to destruction. It's imploding. It's destroying itself right now. That's what you're saying.
Right. It's in a transition.
You see, and she made her point on it is systemic. It is the system, okay? Now, let us just use common sense for a minute. The people who benefited from this system and saw that it was to their liking and kept them rich, wealthy, and powerful over others. If you remove the system and leave them in power, what happens? They just prop the system back up in a new way. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that when God says a new world order or something like that, the devil comes right back out and he tries to take credit for it and say, we want to start a new world order. And this in itself turns those who are endowed with knowledge against that which is their own salvation. I don't want to be a part of no new world order because the devil is building a new world order. The devil can't build a new world order. How can he build something new with an old mind? God has taken away his creative mind, his creative thinking, and he has returned it to the original people. Therefore, he cannot produce something new. Let's go. Since I'm talking on that, let's go to theology of time. Excuse me. All right. Brothers and sisters, give me a second. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I just want you to understand where we are in time. I want you to understand where we are in prophecy. I want you to understand that Master Farad Muhammad is real, and that this devil, no matter what he does, no matter what he says, he will not be victorious. And I know some of you get anxious. I know it. Sometimes we often get anxious. Well, if the devil is doing X, Y, and Z, we got to do this or he's going to kill us. He can't do nothing outside of what God has ordained. If God ordained him to kill you, you're going to die. If God has his power around you, you're going to live. It's simple as that. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, so my beloved brothers and sisters, the time now is ripe for you to rise up and accept your own, from the south to the north and from the north to the south. Don't fear, my poor southern brother and sister. God has risen me up to teach you and show you the way to him. And all that I can get to turn their faces to him is as safe as I am. The devil, in the midst, think about this. Right in the midst of the devil, the messenger was teaching the most harsh teachings that had ever been taught in the midst of this beast, right? That the white man himself is the devil. And he told him, you won't kill me. You can't kill me. The prophets told you that this last one, he had an angel before him and, behind him and on each side. He was in the circle of power of God, and you would not be able to get him, right? This is what he said. They killed other people for less, for thinking less than what Elijah Muhammad said in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. Outright. Right? This shows you the power of the man. So here we are in the midst of the fall of America. She cannot stop. She cannot prevent what God has ordained, and it will only become worse. I'm going to skip over this last clip of I forget his name. But and we're going to go to Gregory Mannarino over at USA Watchdog. He's being interviewed. This came up last night. And I sat there and I listened to it and I said, wow, let me put this clip, let me add these clips to the show because I want the people to see that the party is over. And no matter what you say or do, the party is over and prophecy is and will be fulfilled and you can't do nothing to stop it. You can't do nothing to slow it down. You can't do nothing to postpone it. It is happening as we speak. Guess what? Smile, Black Nation. God has come for you. It's over for them. So listen closely.
Gregory Mannarino, thank you for joining us today on USAWatchdog.com. Congratulations on a big call. We're down more than 10%, a couple of thousand points. I don't know of anybody else who made that call, you know, that, hey, this is it, folks. It's the top of the market. You did. Congratulations, my friend. I want to move on to your to post-call now. So your call was, this is the top of the market. And what I am increasingly hearing on the mainstream press and what I'm hearing on the financial channels, I keep hearing, this is just a correction. Is what's going on in the stock market just a correction, or are you going to double down on your, this is the top and we're going lower call?
Greg, we are definitely going lower. Everything that I look at here, and it's a lot of material, is pointing lower. I can say this with a high degree of certainty. This is just beginning. This is just beginning. And again, if things continue on their current trajectory, we are going to see a sell-off in this market that's going to spin people's heads around. There's no doubt about it. In my opinion here, the party is over. And there's going to be an incredible price to pay for the frank misdeeds. I mean, this is absolute financial irresponsibility by the Federal Reserve. And my only question is this. Who's going to be held responsible? I mean, they have created an environment of risk. There's nowhere else for people to put cash except in the market at this time. Savers are being robbed. I mean, this is no secret. So, again, all they've created, and it's so simple to see, is asset bubbles all over the place and inverse bubbles. Inverse bubbles referring to suppressed assets. And all of this is going to correct to fair market value. It's that simple. It is a mathematical certainty for which there is no way out. No amount of anything that whatever world central bank is going to try to do can indefinitely push off this market doing its sole job, and that is to determine fair market value, Greg. And it's going to
be... Well, you know who's in your corner, and I say who's in your corner.
Now, he said there's absolutely no way out. No way. They realize this. But you don't realize this. You have not taken the time to study and understand that this is American blackout, the transition to destruction. You hear them constantly saying this because they see the power of America and her former glory fade away. They are seeing nothing but destruction and chaos and hunger and poverty as far as the eye can see, the ear can hear, and the nose can smell. This is what we're trying to prepare you for. We're trying to make you not only survive, but thrive in the midst of affliction. Because if you have the spiritual and the cultural roots that is needed as the base, then you, like the messenger say, our God is well able to keep your little stomachs full right in the midst of affliction. I bear witness. This is what you elite in the midst of all of this. But you got to come to Elijah. You got to come to him willingly before this happens. You understand? So this man is talking about the situation with the central banks and how all of this stuff is cascading and all of the dominoes are starting to fall across the globe. He's talking about the situation in Europe, how the ECB is flooding Europe with quantitative easing or money printing. And it talks about America and how America is doing this. But you got to understand that the European banks are so intertwined with the American banks. And this is why China and Russia are so important, because like Russia, they saw America moving towards trying to use their financial weapons against them, as they did with the Soviet Union, to collapse the Soviet Union. So Russia got out of SWIFT. Even though she still uses SWIFT, she has a backup SWIFT. So to keep her monetary system going, even in the midst of European economic collapse and American fallout, China does the same thing. And then both of them start bilateral currency agreements and bilateral swaps and trade deals. This is to cushion them even more from what is going to be the fallout of American collapse and European disaster. They are very wise at what is going on. And so they are trying to position themselves. And you see them constantly buying gold and silver and resources and stuff because they see something coming. They see America falling. They see Europe falling, but they see Elijah Muhammad right. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, chapter 40, page 170, the destruction and fall of the world that we have known is now, without a doubt, in process. When we refer to the world, we are referring to the world of the white man, for the world of the black man has yet to come in. The world of the black man, by divine guidance, is now merging in on the old world of the white race. This makes the destruction and fall of the world of the white man imminent. This is what they're saying, right? The collapse is imminent. You'll hear him say it shortly. You'll hear him. He says, here in America, we can see nothing but the fall of America. Stop right there. Go into the store and look at what the prices are in some of the, on some of these foods that you had bought, your staple foods or snacks or whatever that you have bought for years. I was having a conversation yesterday, and I said, I was just walking down the aisle getting a few things, and something caught my eye. So I just went, and I picked up a pack of Hershey's, and there were four in there, four little Hershey's. And this white woman said, you know, she saw me over there looking. She said, you know, they took it down to four. I remember when it was six, and I remember even when there were eight in that pack. Now I'm listening to her. They recognize something. They recognize the inflation that constantly is eating away. Not only is the package smaller, but the product has shrunk also, and you're paying more for less. Muhammad says, here in America, we can see nothing but the fall of America. It is no secret. It is obvious, listen to this, to the eyes that are open. Some of us have eyes and we see stuff, but they're not spiritually open to the time and what is going on in the time. Therefore, they are useless and they are considered blind, deaf and dumb. So he goes further and says, if we want to close our eyes, he's talking about after knowledge, because you don't like what you see or what you're hearing. If we want to close our eyes and minds and claim that we do not see and understand, then we will be falling ourselves because we won't make preparations. We'll still be thinking it's 1945, 1955, or 1965. And we won't make preparations for 2015 or 2016 because we have been stunned by the hands of time and we are blinded by what used to be. And refuse to make preparations to today, and we are rejecting what must come tomorrow. And that puts us in a bad situation. So Muhammad says, this refusal to see is foolhardy. For regardless to how we may desire to see the old world stand, we do not have the power to stave off the destruction that causes the world of the white man to fall. See, we don't have the power to stop this. So the best bet for you and I is to be prepared, to get ourselves, our minds, our hearts, and our actions in line with that of the creator of the universe. Because he says, the destruction and the power that is bringing about the fall of the world of the white man, it ain't coming from China. It ain't coming from Russia or Iran. It's coming from Allah. In the past history of the world of the white man, there was never a time of destruction of his world like the present time. We bear him witness on this. Listen to this. It is useless for you to try to prevent the fall of the white man's world. Why, Elijah Muhammad? Tell me why it's useless. There is no checking it. All right? Because they had not tried to do the right thing. 314, I'll get you in just a second. They have not tried to do the right thing. And the time has come for the payout to proceed. They had a contract with God. They had a grace period, and they did not make the proper payments that were due during the grace period. Therefore, the home that they once dominated, which is all of Earth, is being repossessed, and they're being kicked out of civilization. American blackout. The transition to destruction is on now. It's on now. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. 314, we'll get you in just a second. I want to say this. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. After we come back, we'll go back to some of the clips and get you more in tune with Almighty God, Allah, and the person of Master Farad Muhammad. 314, you're on the Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace family. I say unto you, Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam, sir. How you doing today?
How you doing, brother? How you doing, my brother?
Fine, by Allah's grace, brother. I just want to thank you again, you know, for informing the people. We pray that everybody pays attention and listens closely, because these people are bearing witness to what's going on, and it's actually a service to anybody. Anybody can benefit from what you're teaching and informing us about if we will just listen. It will help anybody, because God is in control of this. And again, I want to thank you for telling our people to prepare in the way that the messenger said to prepare, not to try to put your faith in what you hear, especially with the gold, because with the last show, those experts showed you that even the gold and silver markets are rigged, and there's a whole bunch of fraud in there. You can't depend on that ultimately. And like your brother, brother Amir said, you cannot eat gold. You better prepare the way the messenger told us to prepare. And that's all I just wanted to put out there, and to thank you for informing us in that manner, and for us to be rational, sensible, and obedient to Allah and His messenger. As-salamu alaykum.
Oh, you to Allah, brother. As-salamu alaykum, my good brother. Thank you. Brothers and sisters, and we'll go back 424, we'll get you in just a second. My job is to clearly disseminate what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said without adding my two cents in it, because I want you to know, if it was left up to me, we'd all be in some bad shape. But I know a man that met a man who is God. I know of a man who lived with God. I know of a man who was raised by God. And is led by God. So I'm going to follow that man, and I'm going to give you what that man gave to me so that you can see what I see and prepare for what is to come. This is the only way we're supposed to do it. I'm your brother in the faith, and as a brother, I want for my family what I want for myself. This is real. We'll go to the 424, you on the Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace family. We say unto you with peace and love. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, as-salam, sir. Peace and love back to you, pardon me as well, my brother. And I bear witness to what the brother just called in and said. Brother, this is the absolute truth. Carry on with the messenger's teachings and what you do, brother. Found truth. And we definitely love and appreciate what you do. But if you allow me a minute, brother, I just wanted to read what the messenger teaches. This is a book called The God Science of Black Power by Secretary Smith. In 1967, at the annual convention of the Nation of Islam, Elijah Muhammad, the messenger of Allah, gave a speech titled Black Power. And in this book, on page 73, black power will destroy white power, as the messenger says. As a result of hating the Negro for coming into the truth of himself, he sends troops after him, shooting him down, killing him. Your days are about over with that. You're going to kill your last one. The power of heaven is on our side. Heaven and earth is the power that is not from you. It's working for us. We have millions and billions of people on this planet Earth burning off their feet day and night wanting to eat you, just like that hungry cat wanting to eat that mouse, and you won't be able to escape. You are not stocking enough atomic weapons or hydrogen bombs to push us off the planet and then rule. No. Why? Because Allah knows what you're thinking. When you start doing so, He stops you, as it's written. You can go up to heaven if you want. I'll open a way for you to get up there, yet I'll bring you right back where you left from and then kill you. I'll bring down the sides of hell. You understand all of that. You know that He's talking about you, but you didn't want the Negro to know it. These are facts that are undeniable by the scientists of white people. They know that they are from us, the black man. They know their time is limited. They know that they won't get away in the judgment from God who comes to destroy them. They know they won't be able to defeat Him, but what they want to do is defeat God through His own people by deceiving them and making them go with them. This is the end of the white man's world. His power will be broken within the year. That's right. The rise of the power of the black man beyond a shadow of a doubt is coming into power and can clearly be seen and understood. The unity of the black man is everywhere now. That is the clear knowledge and clear proof that they are coming into power. If 25 or 30 million of us here in America would unite tonight, we would be the power of America, because originally we were. Again, Are we not coming into power out of time or before time? It is the end of the white man's time. He's already living in our time. But due to the ignorance and mental deadness of the Negro, he is keeping him, white man, alive, and he knows that. America is number one on the list of God to be destroyed. And Daniel teaches you that. One of the beasts will be destroyed first. That's America. Whoever the slave has been mistreated, Jesus made a beautiful parable in these words of us. He said, wheresoever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. We are the carcass, and the eagles are gathered around us today. That's right. They're not coming to eat us, no, but they want to eat something else other than us. We are the power, but we lost it, and Jesus made a good parable of that. You are the salt of the earth, but you have lost your savoring power. I say there is so much here that we need to explain, but I say to you, thank you for your endurance and patience. If what I have said, you find it to be other than the truth, I'm willing to pay for it if you think that I'm lying. But if you can't prove that I'm lying, I say, pardon me, I say, stay away from tampering with truth. It's like fire. You play with it, it'll burn you. I guess the whites would like to have one word said to them as to what to do then. The only thing to do is to put us off the ball. Let us live in a sphere to ourselves, and you live in yours. If you want to live, let us then help us to get started for ourselves. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum. The words of the Messenger of Allah, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Thank you, brother, for that opportunity. May Allah be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. And this is what we have been teaching. But what the brother is saying is you have to trust in Allah. This is what this brother is reading this for you, brothers and sisters. You have to trust in God to be able to fulfill what he promised that he would do. But while he is doing it, you must understand what is taking place. Therefore, you know, sometimes, brothers and sisters, and this has happened to people whom I held as dear friends or whatever, sometimes when the spotlight shines on you, sometimes the accolades and the applause and the claps and the pats on your back can distort your reality. And you start thinking it's about you. But this, I want you to understand that the Star and Crescent Report and the Hiram's 1555 blog have never been about me. It has always been about the Word of God and the resurrection and redemption of 68 million of our kind here in America and the billions around the world. First, you must understand this truth. The brother is reading beautiful to you because the time has come that you must recognize, and for those of you who refuse to accept this knowledge, even after hearing the devil bear witness to it, there is a brutal and vicious chastisement that awaits you to force you to. You know, you don't want to be forced into doing something. When you do something, you want to do it out of love and out of dedication. That means that you're the best at it when you practice it, right? But when you're forced into something, right? And especially if you're forced against your will, you won't be as good as those who do it out of love and out of dedication. So don't be forced into the truth. Come willingly. Hell, you ain't power. You don't have no power, and you're trying to resist the truth. As the Holy Quran teaches us that when God created the heaven and earth and when he created the sun came willingly. He couldn't stand back when God said, come forth. He didn't say, wait a minute, God, I got something to do. Wait a minute, I'll come next week. No, he came forth immediately because he couldn't stand back. That's how powerful God's hold is over the fraction of an atom. And so he'll bring you forth too. Brothers and sisters, this is a beautiful day. Smile, American blackout. The transition to destruction. I want to get back to something. We're going to play a few clips. We had 6 minutes till the show goes off. Brothers and sisters, please stay with me and give me 15, 20 more minutes of your time. And also let me go back to something that I was teaching on earlier when I was talking about how the devil tries to imitate God and how he will deceive you, especially these so-called wise brothers, by giving you books and feeding your ego. He loves, the white man weighs you. And he sees what you like, and he gives you more of it, then he distorts it, and you can't see the distortion, so you continue to go on in that, and you don't realize that he had thrown you a curveball, and now you're a little bit off the path. You may talk a about Elijah Muhammad, but you're off the path a little bit. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us constantly of a new world, a new heaven, a new earth, a new order of things, a new mind, a new thought, right? A new song in our heart. The devil comes back, Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., and the rest of them, we want a new world order. They only said this because they know that God had already ordained it. And so you hear Alex Jones, the devil, and all the rest of them trying to turn you against a new world order. Hell, I would be against a new world order if they would be the powers of it. But this order that is being ushered in by the Lord of the worlds is an order of righteousness. Listen again what Elijah Muhammad says. The destruction and fall of the world that we have known is now without a doubt in process, right? The world, when we refer to the world, we are referring to the world of the white man. That's the only world that you have known. That's the old world. So a new world is coming in, he says. For the world of the black man has yet to come in. That's that new world. That's that new order. That's that new mind, that new thinking, that new Jerusalem coming out of the sky. The world of the black man, by divine guidance, he says. That means it won't be left to you. It won't be left to the governors, the government, the presidents, the congresses. No, the world of the black man by divine guidance is now merging in on the old world of the white race. See, now he makes a distinction. A new world is coming in by divine guidance. And the old world is that of corruption. And it is led by the white race under the dominion and rule of Yaqub, their father. Now, the reason I'm making this distinction before we go further into the videos is because of this. Go to Theology of Time. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, we only want to prove to us and the enemy that he created the heavens and the earth and he knows what's in them. The Holy Quran says, when he gets ready to destroy a people, he opens the doors of heaven and let them see in it. The enemy we are referring to is the devil. He was made to try proving God a liar. That's what he's made for. Everything which God says is this or that, the devil says that or this. He tries to change it. Stop right there. Let us see us right. God gives us the most important essential elements of life. Sunlight, water. He comes back with vitamin water. He comes back with UAV labs that you go in and get tanned. God gives you these fruits. He come back and genetically engineer them. Right? God says, don't eat this. Well, Paul, good for me. You, some of you Christians are dumber than bricks. Well, Jesus, he tells you he made everything good. Well, if he made it good and you want to take it like that, then go eat your TV set then. You can't do that because common sense tells you that that's not what it's made for. When Jesus made things good, he gave you the good purpose for what it was made for. Well, I'm going to eat me some poke. I got to eat me some poke. That's what you say, right? Not pork. Poke. You're going to eat you some poke. And you're condemning yourself to death. This is you. Ignorance. The white man made you ignorant, and he keeps you this way while his world is tanking. Black man, listen, we'll go a little further. Listen to what he says. He says, everything that God makes, he tries to remake it so you will worship what he made and not what God made. The devil's no fool. Don't think that you can just show off just because you are directly from the Creator. You can't call him a fool in wisdom. He's no fool in wisdom. See, this is the devil. Anything God says he's going to do, the devil tries to beat him to it. Because he wants you to worship him as being the God, right? And God said he'll feed you in the midst of hunger. The devil starts the USA thing. Well, we're going to feed the people, right? Anything that God says he's going to do, the devil. And God says, I'm going to usher in a new world order. Well, we're going to usher in a new world order. And they believe this madness that Alex Jones and all of these fools are spewing out. Because they don't understand scripture, they don't understand prophecy, and they don't understand the underlying theme of theology. You understand? All the while, The white man is telling you that red flags are everywhere as this system collapses.
And it's going to
Well, you know who's in your corner, and I say who's in your corner because you beat him way to the punch on this. Carl Icahn is the latest in a long line of people. Schiller, danger in the market. Carl Icahn, billionaire, corporate raider, investor, saying that there's danger ahead and that